The book could never be destroyed. Over the centuries, he had tried to do it himself countless times. Not even fire could mar it. But the book served to remind him of just how true Grace's earlier words were. In a few days, he would be gone, and she would have no one to protect her. That thought made him ill. The police were finally leaving as Selena pulled into the driveway. She got out of her jeep with a tall, dark-haired man who had his arm bound in a cast and came running to the door. "Are you okay?" she asked Grace as she hugged her.
"I'm fine," Grace said.
Then, looking over Selena's shoulder, she greeted the man.
"Hi, Bill."
"Hi, Grace. We came to help."
Grace introduced him to Julian, then the four of them went inside. Julian stopped Selena as soon as they entered and pulled her aside.
"Can you keep her downstairs for a bit?"
"Why?"
"I have something I need to take care of."
Selena frowned.
"Sure. Okay."
Julian waited until Selena and Bill sat Grace down on the couch. Then he went to the kitchen, grabbed a couple of trash bags, and headed upstairs to the closet. As quickly as he could, he started cleaning up the mess so Grace wouldn't have to see it again. But with every piece of paper he touched, his rage grew. Over and over, he saw the tender look on her face as she had looked through her collection, searching for a book to read. Closing his eyes, he could see her hair falling over his chest as she read to him. And in that moment, he wanted blood.
"Geez," Bill said from the doorway. "He do all this?"
"Yes."
"Man, what a psycho."
Julian didn't say anything as he continued to shove papers into the bag. All he could focus on was the scream in his soul that demanded vengeance. It made a mockery of the one that called out for Priapus. It was one thing to wound him, but to hurt Grace. The fates had better have mercy on the man, because Julian wouldn't.
"So, you been dating Grace long?"
"No."
"Didn't think so. Selena hasn't mentioned you. But come to think of it, she hasn't been so worried over Grace being alone since her birthday, either. You must have met her then."
"Yes."
"Yes, no, yes. You're not much on talking, are you?"
"No."
"Well, I can take a hint. See you later."
Julian paused as his hand brushed the cover to Peter Pan. He picked it up and ground his teeth. Pain assailed him. She'd loved this book most of all. He clenched it tight in his hand, then added it to the bag as well. Grace didn't know how long she sat on the couch, unmoving. All she knew was how much she hurt. Rodney had struck deeply in his violation of her. Selena brought her a cup of hot chocolate. Grace tried to drink it, but her hand still shook so badly that she was afraid she'd spill it. She set it aside.
"I guess I'll need to go clean up."
"Julian already did that," Bill said from his armchair as he flipped channels on the TV.
Grace frowned.
"What? When?"
"He was up there a little while ago, cleaning out the closet."
Gaping at the news, Grace went to find him. Julian was in her parents' room. She watched him from the doorway as he straightened the last of the mess. He folded her father's pants in a way that would have made Martha Stewart cringe, then placed them in the drawer and slid it shut.